This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Many Coloradans are headed to vote in person for today's midterm election, but ballot drop boxes are still open in every county. They will be open until 7 tonight, and that also goes for voting in person. Jeannie Brevert jogged to drop off her ballot in Littleton this morning.
I came from the East Coast where we didn't have this option. It is amazing. I get to run. I get to ride. I get to, you know, fill it out. I get to sit at my table and think of things, you know, and read through things, you know, and where I was from. You know, you took your thing and you're trying to figure it all out in the little booth, and it's stressful. And sometimes you have kids with you, where this is just so nice. We sat down last night. We went through everything. We were reading things, you know, for and against. And then you just get to drop it off.
More than 75% of Coloradans typically use a drop box to vote. Boxes will remain open again until 7 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, Calvin Newman in Jefferson County says he voted for the Libertarian candidates on the ballot. He also voted against proposed changes to the state's liquor laws.
I think they hurt smaller businesses and then allow people like Target and Walmart to grow more in the liquor industry, which I just think is kind of weird.
Propositions 125 and 126 would let grocery store chains sell wine and allow third-party companies like DoorDash to deliver alcohol. A third measure would also increase the number of locations a liquor store chain can operate in the state. The head of Colorado Springs Utilities is stepping down. Aram Ben-Yamin has led the public utility company for 4 years. In that time, the city says he helped prepare Colorado Springs for future growth and shut down the Martin Drake power plant ahead of schedule. Ben-Yamin will leave his post at the end of the year. This is CPR and KRCC.